5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this hump day Wednesday, October 4, 2023 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is Tim Tarjeff from Sheboygan. He is also the vice chairman of the Sheboygan County Republican Party. And you've been a little bit of a traveling man this week already, eh?
Yeah, covering some ground, Randy.
Appreciate you and Rick coming up to St. Ignace with me on Monday morning. But last night, you drove over to Onaway and went to the school there and attended the Onaway school board meeting. I wanted to ask you a couple of points. There seems to be an organized effort by many on the left that are not happy with the new elected school board members. Public comments are getting out of control. These people are attacking these school board members that are only concerned parents wanting to serve their community. And what was your takeaway? What was your impression of public comment? Let's start with that first.
Well, it was definitely one-sided, probably a factor of at least 10 to 1. And let me preface, I was there myself to learn the procedures of the school board. And
yeah, secondly, hey, Tim, can I interrupt you? Are you on a speakerphone or a headset? Do you have any pods on?
Is that better? I don't have anything else on.
Much
right
better.
Now.
Yeah, that's okay. Much better. Okay, go okay ahead and repeat what you just said.
Okay, I just want to preface our discussion here with, I went to the school board as a learning activity for myself and also to support Jim and the new board members there. So that was the reason that I was there this time. I've been to several other meetings, but just mainly to learn. But as far as the meeting was weighted, I would say a factor of 10 to 1 were people that were, and we'll call it attacking or criticizing the current board members. There was probably at least 10 people to one person present at the meeting.
Now, I heard that also they even had some representative, I believe, from the teachers' union. Is that an accurate field report I got from somebody that attended it also?
Yeah, that is accurate. I can't speak exactly. I was not there to collect facts on it, but they did have a fellow there that was, I believe, from downstate, and he was speaking from a more legal standpoint and essentially notifying the board that if they didn't change the direction they were going to have to get involved and bring legal actions to bear. That was the impression I got.
So he threatened the school board members with litigation?
Yes.
Pure and simple, whatever you want to call it. Bottom line is he threatened elected officials.
Basically, that the existing school board has stepped over the line and they were going to have to bring in the big guns.
So a little bit of intimidation in your opinion?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, in all cases, we want to be objective to both sides of this. And I'm not sitting here as a person who has all the facts and the history down because I don't. I can't speak in detail to everything going on there. But there is the way the proceedings go on there, it's more of a Jerry Springer show than a school board meeting. You have an extraordinary amount of applause when it's on the side of the people that are criticizing the new board members. And there's other things going on there, like the sound system. I mean, if you wanted to understand what's going on in that meeting to make an informed decision, you can't hear what 75% of the people are saying. So it's very difficult to get a feel for what's going on.
Now, are you saying the sound system for the elected school board members when they're having conversation discussion, you can't hear? Is that what you're saying? Or is from the audience, the public comment?
for both. For both, half the members are not moving up to the mics. It's like they don't really realize what they have to. It's like they're talking among themselves, but there's a whole room full of people there that are trying to listen to what's going on, and they're not getting that right. And then conversely, when a speaker comes up and addresses the board, most of those people, you know, aren't probably public speakers, haven't maybe spoken to a mic before, and they may be making relevant points, but you can't hear what they're saying. So unless you're very well versed in what's going on there in the history and previous meetings and everything, you're lost.
Gotcha.
But the biggest point I want to do is reinforce what you said earlier, is these new members of the school board in Onaway were elected. They were elected by the community. These people are getting hammered in these meetings, maybe justifiably so. I'm not here to make a judgment on what the content of the dispute is.
Right.
But where are the people from the community that, you know, cast their vote for these people to act as their representatives, and they're not in the the implications are is the voting public is in greater numbers than what you got at these meetings. Why is there such a disparity of people that are attacking these folks versus the ones that are there to support them and defend them?
Well, I've also gotten reports from my sources that says that this seems to be orchestrated, organized by Missy Horn, the school superintendent. Was there any things that you saw last night that would lend you to believe that that is the case? Did she say anything during the meeting? Was there any discussions from her? Was there anything that indicated perhaps she was the one behind getting all these people there on a, like you said, on a 10-to-1 number, outnumbering basically the supporters of the school board members that got elected? Do you see that in any way, shape, or form? Can you confirm that information I got?
I can't confirm it. All I can say is what I observed in the meeting is I observed the members that were speaking, and you knew what side of the issue they were on. That's all I know for sure. I couldn't make that leap to say that they had orchestrated or organized or they were part of it, but you know where the pros were and where the cons were, or the fors and the against. That was clearly obvious.
Yeah, and again, the numbers were 10-to-1. They were outnumbered, basically.
Oh, at least. I mean, I'm going to guess there had to be, I don't know, 75 people in the room, and there had to be, I don't know, a dozen people at least that came up and spoke during the public portion of the meeting, and there was maybe two or three that spoke on behalf of the new board members.
Right.
So it's a one-sided deal, and the point being is, you wouldn't think by the results of the election that that's what should be happening in those meetings.
Right, exactly.
The implication of the election is that a majority of the voters in Onaway voted for the new board members.
Absolutely. They won overwhelmingly their elections. The old board was kicked out. The new board was ushered in, sworn in, and Jim Rieger is the new chair, and I just for the life of me don't understand why the folks of Onaway aren't understanding the importance of coming to the school board meetings. Do you think if they were equally numbered, where, you know, like you say, out of 75 people, only 7, 8, maybe 12 at the best were in favor of supporting the school board members, if more people, 30, 40 people showed up, would it, in your opinion, have countered the agenda, I guess you would say, of the superintendent, others, whoever the heck it is leading this effort?
Well, for sure it would have to help. There's no doubt about that. But we got to think about, too, we're talking about human beings up there that are trying to do something, trying to do a job. And sometimes you just need some moral support. You need some faces in the crowd that are at least behind you. And, you know, these people are in there, and all the, when you undertake a new position like this, these people aren't coming in as seasoned board members. They're coming in as citizens that are trying to do a job that they believe in. And you know yourself, things like parliamentary procedure.
Sure.
You know, constitutional arguments, The whole procedure and how these meetings are carried on. There's a huge learning curve on this.
Right.
These are people that are unpaid, and these are people. I mean, if you really want the school district to succeed, the school system.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that you need to be aware of, to be well versed in. And these people only been at it since the first of this year,
January. Yep, absolutely.
Our expectations are awfully high for our elected officials, and I think we forget that. And
right.
So, with that in mind, the people that in there need to get in there and get behind them, and you know, follow up with what they voted.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there is an election coming next year, so hopefully there will be some new faces on that board, and maybe they'll be able to have more of a majority to do what's right for the community. The kids need a different direction than what they're currently going in my opinion, and I think this is led by a handful of people over there, and they're organized, and they're showing up at these meetings, and this is what people have to do in every community, county commissioners meeting, school board meeting, city council. Tim, it's got to start happening everywhere. And I'll give you the last minute here to wrap it up, what your thoughts were and what you think the people should do over in Onaway.
It's a recurring problem. I don't know what the answer is. We could answer so many questions if we could figure out just how to get the people engaged. That is a million-dollar question that's facing us all in everything we do.
We got to get people more involved and participating in the process.
It's when the wheels come off the cart and things, go sideways. That's when people are going to get involved, and it might be too late by then.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, you and Rick and I believe Rich are coming down to the Constitution Boot Camp on Saturday.
Absolutely.
All right, brother, we appreciate you coming and participating, and see if you can get somebody else to squeeze into that truck, because we'd love to fill up the room. And I appreciate you going over to Onaway, coming up to St. Ignace on Monday. Stay in the fight. We need you, brother, and we appreciate your time.
Okay, thanks a lot, Randy.
Thanks, Tim.
Bye.
Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back. Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation, or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Come join Vicki and I at the Constitution Boot Camp Saturday, October 7th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the AmVets Post in Elk Rapids, Michigan. Get a crash course in our U.S. Constitution. Learn how to read it, understand it, and then be able to hold our elected officials accountable using your new knowledge. Text the word boot camp to 231-360-5140 to receive the website and email address to register. Again, text the words boot camp to 231-360-5140. See you there.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Got a couple of text comments. Cliff Tellini, the county commissioner, the beef farmer over there in Onaway, said they even tried to start an investigation of ethics violations. Annette Porter made the motion. Hart, Michael Hart, Jeremy Veal voted yes, but it was voted down 4-3. Ethics violations. Then you're going to get a union thug to come up from downstate and threaten the majority of the school board members? That's basically what he did. You know, if you guys don't change the direction, we're going to have to come in here legally and sue you. You know what? I'm not sure if we got this on videotape. I think they need to show this to David Coleman, because intimidating and threatening an elected official at a public meeting, I think the union thug may be in trouble. Brett Gooding texting into the show says, sounds like it's time to get rid of the superintendent of the school district. Somebody is pushing, somebody is organizing, somebody is doing this. And if they think that the elected officials that are volunteering their time, wanting to help fix the school district, ran on it and got elected with overwhelming support for a new direction of that school district, that person, if they're an employee of the school district, they may be violating certain provisions of their charter, of their bylaws. I think these people need to start looking into that. But the bottom line is, folks, if you voted for a new school board, you need to come to these meetings and give your public comment. When these people start cheering, interrupting the meeting, you need to boo. There needs to be some type of opposition to the opposition. You got to stand up and speak out. You have got to defend your vote. What good does it do to elect new officials than only to let them go and get slaughtered at these public school board meetings by those opposing their efforts, people that are trying to fix and improve the school district for the kids, to get them to start doing the right thing and then abandon them is basically what you're doing. They're facing the firing squad without any support. And I'm not just talking about Onaway School District. I'm talking about county commissioners. Look at what's happening in Emmett County. in the organized efforts against the chairman of that county commissioner's board, Rich Ginnup. You guys need to go and support these people. Stand up and speak out. Because you know darn well the left is organized and they're hating the fact that we are getting involved. We're running as precinct delegates. We're taking over county parties. We're running for elected office. We're being trained in Robert's Rules of Order. We are understanding the process, and they don't like that. Why don't you guys just go back to running your businesses? Why don't you just go back to your jobs? Let us run the local school boards, city councils, townships, counties. Just let us libs run things because they're more organized and they know how to stand up and speak out for their radical causes. And I don't understand the radical shift in our country here in the last 20, 30, 40 years. People that absolutely want to implement this socialist, communist agenda. Again, watch the movie, Agenda, Grinding America Down. Research the Communist Manifesto. These tactics are exactly what they're using. Tim, as a follow-up, said he forgot to mention several poster boards were hand-drawn signs posted inside and outside the school citing students' disrespect, etc. They're actually making signs? Yeah, nobody's organizing this. Nobody is leading this effort. This is all happening organically in Ottawa. Unbelievable. Well, how about some signs that say we support our elected school board members or new elected school board members? Well, guess what, folks? There's another election coming up next year. And I can guarantee you there will be some new school board members added to the current school board. Oh, you bet. And these false allegations, violations of the Open Meetings Act, what a joke. Any meetings that took place was before these people even got elected, let alone being sworn in. So there isn't any violations of Open Meetings Act. You progressive, I'm not even going to go there. Hour number two today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Ottawa, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebels for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing,